WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 8. It's 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There's a delay in future flood control repairs at the Blinn College campus in Bryan.
Administrators removed from the agenda of this week's Board of Trustees meeting a $640,000 contract to clear out ponds in Briar Creek. The project's designed to reduce flooding in residential areas downstream from the campus. Spokesman says Blinn's legal department wants to do some additional due diligence. It's not known if the contract will be ready for the trustees' October meeting. Two other projects affecting the Bryan campus were approved by trustees. One expands the north access to allow motorists leaving the campus to make a right turn onto Villa Maria. The other involves landscaping and related improvements. Trustees also selected a construction manager at risk to build Blinn's first academic building at Texas A&M's Rellis Center. In other business, trustees heard fall enrollment numbers were down from a year ago in Bryan and Brenham. Overall headcount's up from last fall due to increases in the number of students in distance learning, dual credit, and the Blinn locations in Sealy, Schulenburg, and A&M's Health Science Center. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The 150th anniversary of the formation of the Army's segregated black units nicknamed Buffalo Soldiers was commemorated last night at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial with a new statue. Brenham Municipal Judge Eddie Harrison, an active member of the Buffalo Soldiers National Museum in Houston, is one of the models.
These Buffalo Soldiers, with their services to the country, was an essential element to the development of the western half of the United States. Because of their service, this world is a better place now.
The bronze also depicts a Tonkawa Indian scout helping the soldier. Former Tonkawa chief Don Patterson shared the historical view of the statue after Texans relocated Native Americans out of the state.
Today, they are erecting a statue to my people. It's been a long time coming, and so we're proud to be here. Thank you very much.
This is part of the memorial's Indian Wars site, which recognizes the various military campaigns fought by the Buffalo Soldiers and other U.S. military regiments from 1790 to 1891. A Bryan woman driving a moped was struck by a hit-and-run driver in College Station yesterday just before noon. Police report the 25-year-old victim was taken to the hospital for treatment of potentially life-threatening injuries after she was hit at Welburn and Joe Root, then dragged by the pickup until it stopped near George Bush. The 27-year-old driver of the truck then took off on foot but was found in the area of Holloman and Winding Drive. He was ticketed for running a red light and not having insurance. More charges are possible. Anyone with information is asked to call CSPD. The newest apartment complex in Bryan was the location of a search by the police department's tactical response team. Two men sharing an apartment at Camber Villas at Nash and Villa Maria, 18-year-old Chase Miller and 20-year-old Kyle Clayton were arrested on drug charges. According to the arrest report, 5,000 Xanax pills were found in the kitchen pantry. Officers also found oxycodone, psychedelic mushrooms, and marijuana. According to the arrest report, Clayton admitted to selling the Xanax and marijuana, and Miller admitted to assisting him. A Bryan woman arrested last Sunday was her fifth since April and 24th since 1999. 37-year-old April Thurman remains in jail where she is accused of driving away from a Bryan deputy fire marshal. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, the fire investigator was trying to interview Thurman about a vehicle arson when she got in her SUV and struck the fire department's pickup truck. She was also arrested for driving with an invalid license with two prior convictions. A College Station man released from jail 5 weeks ago after serving time for four misdemeanor crimes returned to the detention center last weekend. 21-year-old Quintarius Owens was arrested by Bryan Police for violating a criminal trespassing order at his ex-girlfriend's apartment, then resisting arrest. According to online court records, Owens pleaded guilty to the misdemeanors, three which resulted in punishment of 6 months and one with a sentence of 9 months. But Owens was released after serving 5 weeks. At the time of his latest arrest, Owens was on probation for possessing PCP. And Bluebell Ice Cream has issued a voluntary recall of ice cream produced at its plant in Alabama and distributed in 10 states that don't include Texas. Bluebell's website states its internal tests of a third-party supplier of a cookie dough ingredient indicated the potential of containing listeria. The recall involves half gallons of Bluebell chocolate chip cookie dough and cookie two-step and pints of chocolate chip cookie dough. A Bluebell spokesperson said the Alabama plant was not shut down due to enhanced cleaning and sanitation programs and manufacturing processes that followed the shutdown of all Bluebell plants in April of last year due to listeria contamination. WTAW News Time is 11 minutes after 8. It's 74 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news about 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com. Today's Veterans Minute brought to you by Bentley Nettles Law.
The Veterans Administration offers an aid and assistance pension as part of their benefit program for veterans and their surviving spouses who served during wartime. If the veteran or spouse require regular assistance with daily functions, then they might qualify for this benefit. This veteran benefit is often overlooked by many families of veterans who need monies to pay for home health. This benefit is not dependent upon service-related injuries for compensation or the number of years a veteran served. A veteran who qualifies with a spouse may be eligible to receive up to $2,120 a month tax-free. The aid and assistance benefit is only one aspect of the VA's improved pension benefit program. You wore the uniform, you're entitled to all the benefits of service to our nation.
Sponsored by Bentley Nettles of Nettles Law, located in Bryan, 979-314-5155. That's 979-314-5155. Learn more by calling or going to nettles-law.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
814, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Okay, here we go.
Considerable sunshine in the forecast as high pressure continues to build across the central United States. Shows no signs of really moving out anytime soon. We'll be up around 95 with lots of sunshine today. Clear to partly cloudy overnight. We're 70 to 75. Partly sunny tomorrow, 90 to 95. There could be a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon in a few spots. Then partly sunny Saturday, the risk of an afternoon storm, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, it's 814. Now, all right, now Chelsea, have I missed anything? Has there been any breaking news this morning?
We actually did. Yeah, we. I have real news.
Oh, you have real news.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm not doing my job this time. We had somebody tweet and text to us, actually. There's a wreck on the northbound feeder road right past the Harley-Davidson dealership.
Okay.
And so traffic is backed up. We'll get more details to you guys as they come in. But just beware of that. And if you are stuck in traffic right now, you know why.
So it's Access Road?
Access Road, okay. Correct. And right past the Harley-Davidson dealership over there.
Okay, there's so many things now that you have to think about. We were talking a little while ago about 8.5 hours of watching television, television being on every day. And now we're about to find out that, an environmental group yesterday accused three major television manufacturers of misleading consumers and regulators about how much energy their high-definition screens devour. I love that. By designing them to draw less power during government testing than in ordinary use. Oh. Now, that's kind of like what Volkswagen did. Remember?
Yeah.
They kind of lied to the government. All right, anyway, the report from the Natural Resource Defense Council. Okay. How do we get natural and defense in the same? Anyway.
Yeah.
Conclude that TVs made by, Samsung.
Poor Samsung. When it rains, it pours.
It really does. LG and Vizio saddle, their words, saddle households with an extra 120 $1 million in electrical bills each year.
Yikes.
And generates tons of additional pollution. All right. Are they? Can they do anything more to make you feel badly about yourself?
Nope.
Now you turn on your TV, you're gonna feel badly because you're part of the population that is saddled with $120 million in extra electricity, and of course you're ruining the environment.
Thanks a lot.
The added expense works out to about $10 to $20 per household annually over the anticipated decade. Okay, $10 to $20. Annually over the decade. Okay, see how that works out. For their part, Samsung and LG has disputed the findings. I guess Vizio wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right, so you've got that. And then, have either of you ever drunk from a straw?
Yes.
Once or twice. Right,
well, this is dangerous.
Uh-oh.
Apparently it's not good for all sorts of things, including us. And here's the reason. And this is from the, let me see, ecocycle.org.
The Anti-Straw Foundation.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so ecocycle.org is telling us this is why you should not use a straw. First of all, it gives you smoker's lips.
I've heard of that before.
I have heard about the wrinkles.
When you're drinking out of the straw, then that movement is very similar than to if you're smoking, okay?
Right.
So you got that. But, and then... it gives you gas because you swallow more air with a straw. It does not protect your teeth. That argument that the straw helps the drink pass by your teeth rather than on your teeth doesn't really work because once the liquid's in your mouth, your teeth are exposed.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
But probably the biggest reason that you should not use straws to drink is it kills whales.
What?
Wait a minute. You're skeptical? I don't understand. How could you be skeptical about that? All right, Chelsea.
Yeah, Brad, I'm listening because I like to drink out of straws.
All right. 500 million disposable straws are used every day.
Every day.
And that's enough to fill. So they're trying to come up with a visual.
Oh,
okay.
Come on.
That will fill 127 school buses.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, there's big buses, short buses, what kind of
yeah,
buses?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Anyway, 127 school buses. Now, then they tell us many of these straws wind up in the ocean.
How many? Do you know?
Many.
Yeah, exactly.
Many.
Yeah.
Many.
They don't know. They're not telling
okay,
me.
Okay, what happens is then they break down into small particles that whales and other marine life mistake for food and they eat it. So.
Okay, well, let me tell you why straws are cool.
Right.
What they do protect is your lipstick.
Okay, that's yeah,
or your
sense.
Lip
yep,
gloss.
Sure.
And also, I personally drink more water when I have a straw in
okay.
my cup or my, you know,
mm-hmm.
what water bottle, just because it's easier.
Well,
and it protects you from tipping your drink all over your face, which sometimes
uh-huh.
happens.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, I do have this story on good authority from that a law enforcement agency in Brazos County had gone to get a glass to get a DNA
Ooh,
sample.
Yeah.
Okay, and they took it to the lab. And there were four samples on the glass.
Of course. So
there's another reason to maybe use a straw.
Yep.
Just saying.
So
ew,
just,
yeah.
Just saying.
I like that,
okay.
though. We're giving people both sides of the argument.
That's
there.
Right. That's what we're here for. All right, it's 820, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Data from the mobile offer platform Coupon, that's spelled with a K, Media, finds that the fastest growing retail vertical right now is convenience stores.
Hmm.
With in-store sales that have increased nearly 6% from last year, the average shopper spends $6.52 per convenience store trip and checks out with under three items.
I spend a lot more at Bucky's.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah
no, okay.
That's true.
See, but
yeah.
is that a convenience store? Bucky's is not. Bucky's is everything. Bucky's is heaven on earth. Bucky's
yeah.
is not just a convenience
true,
store.
True, true.
It's
but,
kind of a novelty in
but
and of
I feel
itself.
Like it would fall in that category,
well, yeah, it is convenient. That plus, it's not bargain priced, so that would also be
convenient. A convenience.
Anyway, so tobacco, most purchased item, 36%, followed by food service, 21%, and packaged beverages, 15%. So that's how that breaks down. But, I mean, you think about that. Okay, tobacco makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Food service. How long has that hot dog been spinning?
Ooh,
on that thing?
I know.
You know?
Which is why I love Buc-ee's.
Yeah, exactly right. And then packaged beverages. What does that mean? Does that mean like six packs? Is that what we're talking about?
I'm just... Oh, I was thinking anything in the cooler.
Oh, okay.
Not out of a fountain machine.
Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
So that would be I'm surprised that's not even higher than food service. But.
Okay, so random thought here. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Am I the only one? Should they, you know, we have, when you go to the grocery store, they have like 15 items or less kind of thing, you know, so you can stand there in those lines rather than stand in the long lines.
Oh, express lines, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
Should we have a tobacco products line that if you're going to purchase...
In the grocery store?
Yeah. Have you been behind anybody who buys cigarettes?
True. Not in a long time, yeah. But I can see how that would be
because what they have to do is they have to leave the register. Mm-hmm.
And go to the case.
Go to that place, the case, and open it up.
And sometimes people don't really know what they want.
Yes. Yeah. Or is this the right kind? Because there are any number of people who don't smoke who have to sell tobacco products. No, I wanted the Winston and the purple, not the green.
There's a lot of variety.
Whatever. So
I feel like I've seen like a separate aisle for like, you know, cigarette purchases or whatever. Maybe that's just back when I was smoking, you know, I was just courteous enough to go to that line with one with the case behind it or whatever.
You know how expensive those things are now? It's incredible.
It's ridiculous.
Good
no wonder Lord, they're making convenience stores are making so much money off those.
Well, I just wonder though, I mean, how many people, I don't know if a grocery store could dedicate an entire aisle to that.
Yeah.
But you can't do that because kids would shoplift it. Hello?
Ooh.
Yeah, how about the lottery ticket line?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you can get those at customer service a lot of the time.
Sure. Now, I like the idea of going to the convenience store at 5 minutes till 10 and go, I just don't know which one I want to buy. You know, it could cause a problem.
Just standing there looking at the little glass case.
I think we talked about these when they first said they were going to introduce them. Now Nike has set November the 28th as the release date for, it says, it's hotly anticipated, Back to the Future self-lacing shoes.
Hey.
Have you seen these things?
No.
Oh, yeah.
There's a video of it out there. CBS says that the Nike Hyper Adapt 1.0 sneakers, inspired by the classic Michael J. Fox movie series, starting on Monday, November the 28th, will be out there for you to buy. When you put your foot in the shoe, it lights up, and a pressure sensor in the sole triggers the shoe to tighten. You adjust the fit with two buttons on the front. Nothing could go wrong with this. The laces on the front are just for decoration. The real tightening mechanism comes from a hidden arrangement of fishing wire.
Great Scott.
Fishing wire. The Hyper Adapts also require charging because it's technology.
Mm-hmm.
A full charge lasts for 2 weeks.
Well,
okay, so now what are you going to... You're not going to actually do some athletic endeavor with this, are you? I mean, you're just going to wear
them. I wouldn't think so. I would think you're just going to wear them. But I'm kind of particular about how tight a shoe is on my foot.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, if it's too tight, I, you know, obviously don't enjoy that. Uh-huh. So can you change the tightness?
That's a good question.
Or is the shoe so smart that it knows?
I don't think so.
Because, I mean,
again, it doesn't know me.
No.
This technology.
Hey, well, yeah, you're yelling at your feet, loosen up.
The light up thing is kind of cool. It brings you back to like your childhood when you had the light up tennies.
Yeah.
But I mean, you could, or does it have sensors in it and it knows what's best for your feet so that if you try to make it too tight.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yep.
I don't need my shoe telling me what's best for me.
No.
So anyway, and it, you know, the release date is all we have. We don't have the price.
Right.
That's going to be the killer there.
There will be serious sticker shock. Hello?
Help, I've got my shoes on and they won't come off.
That too.
Hello?
Hey, what do you mean? It's not remote control?
Yeah, that's true.
I have to bend down and hit a button on them?
Hello?
Hey, is there going to be an app on your phone to, like, you know, adjust your shoe tightness based on your walking desires?
You know, exactly. You're exactly right. That is where we have to go.
Bluetooth
with that,
sneakers.
Hello? 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 Mm. All right. I'm just saying.
Because, I know people who really like their shoes really, really tight, you know, and they squunch them as much as they can. And other people don't even like to tie their shoes.
You're right.
My hand is raised. I mean, I barely like to wear shoes as it is.
When you do, hello.
Oh, my God. Did Chelsea use the word tinnies?
Yeah, I believe so.
What's wrong with tinnies?
Nothing. You know, we try to come up with things that we think might be interesting. And how is it that self-tightening tennis shoes ends up getting a half a dozen calls?
That's a good question.
Hey, man.
But that's great. I love it. It's wonderful. It's 826.
I'm Marcy Norton with Your Money Now. Fewer Americans joined the ranks of the unemployed last week. The Labor Department says the number of people signing up for jobless benefits unexpectedly fell by 8,000, hitting a two-month low. Economists had expected a small rise in unemployment claims. Younger folks are generally believed to be more tech-savvy, but it turns out millennials are more likely to be scam victims than seniors. A report by the BBB Institute for Marketplace Trust finds stereotypes are wrong and blames so-called optimism bias. That's a belief that someone else is more likely to be victimized than you are. Plus, younger people are more likely to do business online, and that makes them more vulnerable. Charter Communications, the nation's second largest cable operator, is planning to launch a wireless phone platform. CEO Tom Rutledge says the plan is to lease airwaves from Verizon. Futures are pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. That's Your Money Now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future too. So this year I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
While Google's plan to bring fiber lines to America seems to be more bogged down than ever, AT&T has an incredible breakthrough to bring very high-speed connectivity to just about everywhere. Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Imagine a fast but low-cost internet connection in all parts of every city and town, rich or poor, even remote parts of the world. AT&T has developed a way to supply high-speed internet connections over standard electric power lines. The potential is nothing short of staggering. No more inner cities and rural areas with slow speeds. Anywhere power runs, wireless connectivity runs with them. The power lines become a giant Wi-Fi antenna. They call it Project AirGig, short for gigabit speeds. No expensive fiber lines, no new technology to invent. Facebook and Google are talking about the same technology, but AT&T begins field testing in about 4 months. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
How many emails do you get every day? I get a ton, and some of them could be very dangerous. Spam email has given way to something called phishing email, messages designed to look real but intended to infect your machine with ransomware. They are phishing for your information and your money. Ransomware encrypts all your files and makes you pay up to get them back. With Carbonite Data Protection, you can beat ransomware at their own game. Your files are safely backed up in the cloud, and you can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. I've been a Carbonite customer for years, and that's how I know that it's the best cloud backup solution out there. I trust all my files with Carbonite, and so should you. Use my name, Kim, and save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up. Head over to Carbonite.com before it's too late and use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 74 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Reedfields Meats and Deli, with healthy choices and the best prices in town. Open weekdays, 8 until 6, and Saturdays, 8 until 4. And you can always call in your order at 822-1594. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The newest statue at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial was unveiled last night. The bronze at Veterans Park shows two men, one a Buffalo soldier serving as a member in one of the Army's segregated black units, and a scout from the Tonkawa Indian tribe. The model for the soldier was Brenham Municipal Judge Eddie Harrison, who is an active member of the Buffalo Soldiers National Museum in Houston.
They protected the western bound frontiers. They mapped the western half of the United States. They captured horse and cattle thieves. They wrestled and rounded up bank and train robbers. They laid out and protected the mail routes. They escorted the wagon train to the west. They tracked down and captured bandits and outlaws.
A former chief of the Tonkawa tribe, Don Patterson, thanked those responsible for the statue, adding it was a long time coming after his predecessors were forced out of the state. The statue comes on the 150th anniversary of the Buffalo Soldiers being organized as part of the Army's 9th U.S. Cavalry Regiment. Fall enrollment numbers at Blinn's two largest locations are down from a year ago.
Administrators told Blinn trustees at this week's meeting the Bryan campus had 650 fewer students, but Blinn's overall headcount's up by 52. That's due to increases in Sealy, Schulenburg, A&M's Health Science Center, and more students in distance learning and dual credit programs. The total number of credit hours, which is how state funding is determined, is down 1% from last fall. Trustees were supposed to vote on three projects affecting the Bryan campus. Administrators removed a contract to reduce flooding downstream. Spokesman says Blinn's legal department wants to do some additional due diligence on the contract to clear ponds and Briar Creek of sediment and debris, something requested by the city of Bryan twice this year. It's not known if the review will be finished in time for consideration next month. Blinn's board did approve two other contracts. One involves landscaping and related improvements. The other expands the north access so motorists can leave the campus by making a right turn onto Villa Maria. Trustees also approved the administration's pick for building Blinn's first academic building at Texas A&M's Rellis Center. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A College Station man received a ticket and faces more serious charges following a hit-and-run crash just before noon yesterday at Welburn and Joe Route. College Station police report a pickup driven by the 27-year-old ran a red light, struck a moped, and dragged the moped driver south to nearly George Bush. A 25-year-old Bryan woman driving the moped was taken to the hospital with possibly life-threatening injuries. The pickup driver, who fled on foot, was found in the area of Holloman and Winding Road. He was treated for minor injuries, then issued a ticket for running the red light and not having insurance. Anyone with additional information is asked to call CSPD. The Bryan Police Department's Tactical Response Team paid a visit to the city's newest apartment complex yesterday. A search of two bedrooms of a unit at Camber Villas at Villa Maria in Nash resulted in the arrests of 20-year-old Kyle Clayton and 18-year-old Chase Miller on drug charges. Two search warrants were obtained to seize 5,000 Xanax pills, along with smaller quantities of psychedelic mushrooms, marijuana, and oxycodone. According to the arrest report, Clayton admitted to selling the Xanax and marijuana, and Miller admitted to assisting Clayton with distributing the drugs over the past year. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 74 degrees. You can text us any time of the day at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Reedfield Meats and Deli. More news today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Reedfield Meats and Deli has been your game day headquarters for over 56 years. Whether you're tailgating for two or 200, shop Reedfield Meats on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Bacon wrapped filet mignon, smoked applewood bacon, meat kebabs, seasoned and marinated meats, bacon wrapped specialties, fresh muffaletta sandwiches, and in-store made Italian sausage are just the highlights. Don't forget Reedfield's spectacular party trays for game day gatherings. Award-winning Reedfield Meats and Deli. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays till 4. If you have land to take care of, you need a tractor supply company that can take care of you. Wegward Inc. in Calvert offers a small-town attention you miss with larger dealers. You'll appreciate the no-hassle pricing and personal experience. At Wegward Inc., they keep their overhead low and you get the savings, which means an honest upfront deal on tractors from Massey Ferguson and Coyote and hay equipment from the Heston Hay Line. They back up the products they sell with knowledgeable service. Go see Lance or Joe at Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert or visit WegwardInc.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 836. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Considerable sunshine in the forecast as high pressure continues to build across the central United States. Shows no signs of really moving out anytime soon. We'll be up around 95 with lots of sunshine today. Clear to partly cloudy overnight. We're 70 to 75. Partly sunny tomorrow, 90 to 95. There could be a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon in a few spots. Then partly sunny Saturday. The risk of an afternoon storm, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
836, time to find out what's going on in the city of Bryan. Of course, the biggest thing that is going on in the city of Bryan is Texas Reds coming up this weekend. Sandy Ferris is here this morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Full disclosure, I'm on the board. 10th anniversary.
Yes.
And that's kind of fun. We're looking forward to that. And obviously the event has changed, as things will as they go on. But this year it's even expanded into more days. So I guess let's start off with tonight. You've got something going on.
Tonight there is a farm-to-table dinner at Messina Hoff, and I don't think there are tickets left for that. So that's a 10th anniversary thing that we did tomorrow. If you're downtown, you'll start seeing some activity around on the sidewalks. There's some partial street closures, but the entire downtown won't close until nearly midnight tomorrow night.
Now, is there a place where they can find the list of where the street closures are?
Actually, the Eagle had a story today.
Okay,
they
great.
Can look and see what those closures are. There's still plenty of access from side to side. But then Friday night, we have a concert by the Texas Twisters, and that will be on the north end where the cook-off teams are setting up. So, and that, again, it's free. I still get people who ask how much it costs to get into the festival.
Well, it's changed. It has changed.
And I don't think there's been an admission fee for some years, but it is absolutely free. All of the music, all of the concerts are free. So if you don't have anything better to do, and why would you?
Yeah.
Come down to downtown Bryan Friday night.
Now, the vendors are not set up on Friday night. This is just kind of an amped up first Friday kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah,
just
something to kind of get people in the mood. And we know that the Texas Twisters have a big local following, and so it'll be a fun evening. There is a VIP party for the sponsors that's taking place over at the Aston Mansion. That event is sold out. But, again, the concert is free Friday night. And so then Saturday at 11 a.m., festival starts. And it will go until 10 o'clock Saturday night, and then Sunday again from noon to 5.
Okay, if you have purchased tickets, then is the procedure different than if you haven't purchased tickets?
It's a little bit different from last year in that we have all the ticket booths grouped in one area this time. They will all be on this 26th Street beside the Palace Theater.
Okay.
So if you did buy your tickets ahead of time, you've been instructed to go to the Will Call booth, and there will be one of those, and we will have plenty of people there for those who bought the tasting packages or they want to have the beer and wine at the different bars. Then you have to get a wristband. And so we'll have lots of people out helping and directing, and 26th Street is sort of the center point, I guess, of the festival. The big trailer that's shaped like Texas and says Texas Reds, we fondly call her Miss Texas. that is currently parked on the Wells Fargo lot on Briarcrest, if you want to pop by and see it. But that'll be there at that entrance, and it's always a great place for people to stop and take pictures.
Sure, okay. And again, the hours on Saturday?
Saturday, 11 to 10 p.m.
Okay,
We've
and
got
then
music all day long. Yep. Ray Wiley Hubbard comes on at 8 o'clock that night. And again, all that music is free.
How many venues for music do you have?
We have three. The Palace Theater. And Saturday, first part of the day, Bryan ISD has some groups that will be at the Palace. And then there will be some bands later. Then there's a stage on 26th Street at Parker, which is right there where the Federal Building is in St. Andrew's Church. So that's a stage. And then the other stage is on the south end, just by a little past Acme Glass by the Gloria Sale
Park. Okay. But we're extended more because you got stuff going on Sunday, too.
We do. We started that as a way to allow merchants to not be closed off for the festival. So Sunday has been a little slow to get going, but we expect a big crowd this time. We've got the train rides, like you mentioned, from Union Pacific. We have a Sunday brunch from 11 till about 1, and we're nearing sold-out status on that. So if you want to be guaranteed to get that, you need to buy your ticket. And remember, the steak dinner is Saturday afternoon from 4 p.m. to 8. And to be guaranteed to get a steak dinner, you need to buy in advance.
Okay.
We will have a certain number of tickets available that day, But once they're sold out, there's no more steaks.
Okay. And, of course, you can get those questions answered when you get there, too. But you mentioned that you got a train experience, which is really, really something special this year.
This is the only time that Union Pacific will be bringing this Texas Heritage train to Texas. So they are our presenting sponsor this year, and they're bringing a passenger car and a glass-domed car.
Mm-hmm.
And if you bought one of the higher-end ticket packages, the glass dome ride is in that. The passenger card is free. Our car is free. You do have to have a little ticket to get on board, and there will be a booth where you can just go by and say, hey, I want to ride the train at whatever time.
Okay.
They'll pull the ticket and hand it to you, and then you'll go. I believe our train rides are going to be at William Joel Brine.
Okay.
A little more room there for on and off mm-hmm. on the train. So the booth for the tickets will be by the other ticket booths. Then you'll just go a block north, and that's where you'll get on the train. It'll be right by the craft beer tent.
Okay. And again, it's a 30-minute ride in and 30 minutes out,
yes,
right?
So okay. It's about an hour, yeah. And depending on the other traffic in the area, it will either go to Hearn and back or Navasota and back.
Okay.
So it should be a fun thing.
That's spectacular to do that because, you know, a lot of kiddos who may never get to ride a train, and this is an opportunity for them to do it. So that's the way it is. It actually starts tonight, and it goes on through Sunday. Now, what's our time as far as you have musical guests on Sunday as well?
Yes, the music will start at 12 on or noon on Sunday, and Rodney Crowell is the headline for Sunday afternoon. He goes on, I believe, at 3:30, and he will be at the Palace.
Okay.
So we've got all of that going. I know there's a chance of rain, and depending on which I've been
okay, we got to say it. Yeah,
I know, I'm a weather junkie anyway, and boy, I've gotten all kinds of weather sites here. But the festival is rain or shine, so
sure.
Don't let the rain keep you away. There's plenty of places to be inside. The wine tasting tent is huge this year,
mm-hmm.
lots of room inside, so don't let the rain keep you away. Showers may move through, and we're just going to keep on rolling.
Sure, that's it. Okay, the website for all this information?
TexasRedsFestival.com.
All right, looking forward to it. Sandy Ferris, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Yep, that's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so is insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah. Nuh-uh.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with April Plemons from Longway Home Adoptables. How you doing, April?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm good. You've got these cute little kittens here. How could I not be?
That's why I'm doing really well.
I know, right?
I brought you a basket of kittens.
They're adorable.
I know. They're fluffy and cute, and I mean, they're just perfect.
Yeah, one of them looks just like my kitten did when she was just a wee baby.
Just a wee one. Yeah, so this is Belle, Biv, and DeVoe. We have... Oh, you got that. Oh, good. Yeah,
I like
so
it.
We have Belle, Biv, and DeVoe, two boys and a girl. We have a gray tabby, a calico, and a tuxedo, black and white tuxedo kitty. And all three of these are bottle babies. So they came from the shelter, and our wonderful foster mom, Elaine, had to bottle feed them and come, you know, get up every few hours. It's hard work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very hard work.
I'm sure.
And so now they're with foster mom, Megan, and they are officially old enough and ready for forever homes.
Oh, wow. Well, that's awesome. And they are adorable. That's something that people can definitely check out on y'all's website,
yes,
right?
The calico one especially has those big eyes, like like the hang in there baby one. It's just, I mean, it's like photogenic off the charts.
So you guys had the Living Well Festival last weekend, and how did it go?
It was pretty good. For our very first annual Living Well Festival, we are so thankful to the vendors that came out and so thankful to the public who came out and braved triple digit heat and still got out there and did yoga and visited, you know, all of our booths. But we want to just say thank you to everybody, especially Tabor Road Veterinary Hospital and American Duct Systems, Inc., because they sponsored this entire event where the community was able to come out and find out how to live healthier and happier.
Very cool. Yes. Very cool. Now, tonight, you guys have something going on,
right? We do. So if you have to eat supper anyway, why not come out to Shipwreck Grill? So tonight from 5 to 9, we're having the Dinner Derby and Dogs. So basically, you're going to come out and 20% of everything, not just of new customers, but 20% of everything is going to be donated to our rescue to help us continue saving the lives of, like, ones just like Belle, Biv, and DeVoe.
Like the little kittens,
yeah. And we'll have the Brazos Valley Derby Girls there skating. And have you met the Derby Girls
before? I haven't.
They are a show-stopping group of people.
That's awesome.
Yes, they're going to be out there skating. You'll be able to buy merchandise from both of our groups. You'll be able to buy tickets from the Brazos Valley Derby Girls. So it's going to be a good time. Come
Very
on out.
Cool.
And if you have to eat supper anyway, why not help more dogs and cats in your local community?
That's tonight at Shipwreck Grill. So head out there and make your money, make it count, you know?
Exactly. From 5 to 9 tonight.
Awesome. Very cool. And also, if you're interested in the kittens here, you can check out April Plemons and the good people over at Longway Home Adoptables over there on their website at mylongwayhome.org. Thanks, April.
Thank you.
Swimming pools are an investment in your home and your family's enjoyment. Why not protect that investment with someone you can trust? The Pool Guy is the premier service provider in Bryan College Station. The Pool Guy offers a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians and quality products to fill your every need. The Pool Guy offers service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, and even complete renovations. The Pool Guy understands a swimming pool's needs, your expectations, and is the preferred service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former Republican presidential candidate. What are your thoughts about the upcoming election and the subsequent future of America? If you're like me, you are deeply concerned. Will our economic problems get worse? Will we see even greater disasters? Shouldn't we prepare for tougher times? I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has invented an amazing kitchen appliance. It's a home freeze dryer. With this freeze dryer, you can easily preserve the foods you love to eat, and they will stay fresh for 25 years. I own this wonderful product. With it, I can freeze dry fruits, vegetables, meats, and even my favorites like lasagna and ice cream. The best part is my family has a long-term supply of food that we actually want to eat. To learn more, call Harvest Right at 800-862-3133 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-862-3133 or harvestright.com.
Okay, he said lasagna and ice cream like together. I mean, eat that at the same time. We actually get to keep food. We get to have food we actually like.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I'm just saying. Because everybody wants a 14-gallon tub of chicken tetrazzini, right?
Of course. Who doesn't?
Okay. Just saying. All right. Well, that's fine. And it's Ron Paul, so it must be good. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan, have decided to invest at least $3 billion in scientific research in order to, quote, rid the world of all diseases, end quote, by the end of the century.
Well, good luck to them.
Well, I know, but what are we going to... All right. Mark wrote on Facebook, quote, today, just four kinds of diseases cause the majority of deaths. We can make progress on all of them with the right technology. This is about the future we want for our daughter and children everywhere, end quote. Money will go into a new interdisciplinary research center at Stanford, because they don't have any research out there.
Yeah, no, not any at all.
And the University of California at San Francisco and at UC Berkeley. Oh, okay. So let me see. All of them are pretty close together.
Yeah.
Where's Mississippi State in all this?
Right.
Why don't you have Alabama Western College of Mines in here?
How about some A&M, huh?
Yeah.
What about that?
Yeah, I could do that. Just something in the system. Anyway. But remember, they're going to, quote, rid the world of all diseases, unquote.
Well, I certainly hope that they are successful in that.
I am too. I am too. We'll see. So, here's another story on it. No, I'll just leave it over there. That's enough. We've done that.
Well, because, you know, we've all got to die of something at some point in our lives.
No, we're going to live forever. Didn't you know that?
Either that or we're just going to be sitting around at like 99 just dying of nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. We'll see what happens. Okay, NFL football tonight at 7:30. It's the Houstons against the New Englands.
Mm-hmm.
Those Northeasterners.
Yeah, and we think that Creflo, what's his name?
Garoppolo.
Yeah, that's the one.
Creflo.
Him too, though.
Yeah, not going to play. Grey's Anatomy, as I mentioned, tonight at 7 o'clock on ABC. Ooh. Also tonight, this is kind of interesting, a series premiere of a show called Pitch. It'll be on Fox at 8 o'clock.
Oh, I've seen previews for this.
Yep, about gifted young athlete named Jenny Baker, who makes history as the first woman to pitch and play in the major league. So we'll see how that works out. And also, I'm just saying, Blacklist season premiere, that's tonight.
Mm-hmm. One of your faves.
That's at 9 o'clock. It is a good. Now, I don't know if Designated Survivor, if that was any good or not. Do y'all know?
I don't know. That was that's the Kiefer Sutherland one, right?
Yeah, that's the Kiefer Sutherland one.
I don't know. Okay. I did watch a new series the other day. It came on after The Voice. It was called This Is Us.
Okay.
It's hard to tell you, I guess, what it's about. Well, it starts off with four different people all turning 36 on the same day.
Oh, okay.
And it tells the story. It's kind of going through the stories of each of them.
Okay.
And you're watching. You're like, okay, this is pretty good. And then at the end, it hits you with the plot twist, and it just keeps you wanting more.
Oh, all
so right. it was the pilot. So okay. I'll have to
and
watch.
What was that on?
It's what's the voice on?
Oh, I don't know. Okay,
NBC. So NBC. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep,
hello.
Yep.
Designated Survivor was very good last night.
Thank you.
I was
going to ask Mr. Downs about that. Hello.
Okay, this Designated Survivor.
Yeah.
I was hoping that Jack Bauer was going to be the president.
Yeah.
but he's not really Jack Bauer. He's kind of a wussified version of
Jack
Bauer.
Yeah, because he's wearing the glasses.
So
yeah,
yeah,
they wussified him.
He's wearing the dorky glasses.
Well, if they get him angry, maybe he'll turn into Jack Bauer like the Hulk.
Yeah.
You know, they're leaving room for that to happen, so okay. I'm still going to give it a chance.
All right. Well, that's good. And so
he's still better than any president we've had in like 50 years.
Yeah, well, that's probably right. So, I didn't watch it because it came on at 9, and I'm not going to watch it live. You know, I'll watch it later. I captured it so that I could see that. But
okay. Give it a shot. We're gonna find out.
All right. Thanks. All right.
I like that idea of him. You know, though, being the wussy guy, and then they make him angry, and he just bowers out.
Yeah. That. Ooh. Bower out.
Bowers out.
What happened is he's the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He's already been asked to leave the administration. And so then that thing happens, and, so you know the rest.
Hey, I do have an update on Brangelina.
Thank you.
Brad Pitt being investigated for a child abuse incident on a private plane.
What?
Yes. So apparently the Los Angeles Police Department and the L.A. County Department of Children and Family Services are investigating Brad Pitt for allegedly getting verbally abusive and physical with his kids.
Uh-oh.
On the family's private plane.
All right. We'll
so
see.
We knew it was about parenting
and
some anger issues, as Clip Howard reported.
Yeah.
So,
all right,
there you go.
Well, and you say that, and did you see the pictures of the dad with the little girl in the Walmart?
Oh yeah, with the hair.
Where in Texas was that? Do you know?
Because
I just know it was at a Texas Walmart. All right, here's what happened: is this lady heard this little girl go, "Oh no, Daddy, I won't do that again. Please don't. Please don't." And she took pictures of the father holding the girl's hair.
Oh, Cleveland, Texas.
Yeah.
It was in Cleveland. Oh, wow. Holding her hair on the handle of the
shopping cart.
And they'll find him. I mean, I guarantee you they will find him.
Oh, yeah.
There is no doubt about that.
So he's like, and he looks like he's just pushing the shopping cart along, but he's got her hair in his hand while pushing it. So she's, I mean, literally being yanked.
Dragging,
yeah.
Him, dragging
Here's
her along.
Here's the deal. Oh, I'm figuring God. That's not the first time he's done that.
No.
Yeah. Just
no.
guessing that. Just mm-hmm. guessing.
No, if you're going to do it in public, you know yep. for sure he's done it in private.
Yep. Okay. All right, here's a story that got me to thinking, so I just kind of poked around to research. A new study found that just 3% of U.S. Americans own 50% of the guns. Just 3% of U.S. Americans own 50% of the guns. Hmm. And I think a lot of it probably has to do with the part of the country that you're in, because I don't think I know anyone who doesn't know someone who's got a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
I think that's probably the case.
Or but, you just don't know you know someone.
Yeah.
I mean, there's but, a little, yeah.
For instance, in Delaware, 5.2% of the population own a gun.
Hmm.
5.2%.
Wow.
In Rhode Island, 5.8% own a gun. Texas, 35.7.
Hmm.
I think that's a little low, honestly.
Well, there are a lot of people in Texas.
True, right. Very true.
Right.
Go to Montana, you're looking at 52%.
Wow.
Go to Idaho, it's 57%.
Whoa.
Go to Wyoming, it's 53%, simply because populations are down.
Yeah.
Right.
Highest in the nation, Arkansas.
Mm.
Of the continental United States, at 57.9% of the population owns guns.
Wow.
Now, Alaska's 62%, but again, you're not talking a big population.
Right, there. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
and they have to, like, protect themselves from bears and stuff.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. I think that that's also what they would say in Wyoming and in Montana
right.
and
oh,
in
yeah,
Idaho.
Necessity.
Just more of a,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is if you're talking response time for a peace officer, that could be a while.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if you are in danger or in fear for your safety, then you will have to take matters into your own hands.
Yeah, depending on where you live.
And I think I remember seeing a story in Cody, Wyoming, as a matter of fact, that's the whole idea, just that you do have to protect yourself. So, happy birthday to two different AIDS organizations. One, Farm Aid, okay, in 1985. The other in 1921. Band-Aid.
Oh.
the little Band-Aid. Johnson & Johnson's Band-Aids right there. Their happy birthday to them today.
Very cool.
1921. Huh. Now, unfortunately, we're not going to be on the air, but if you want to, I don't know, let a plume of smoke go or put on a druid outfit or whatever, autumn arrives at 9:21 this morning. So we'll already be off with our worlds and doing other things, but
putting out our own plumes of smoke.
Exactly.
Going out and buying my pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, there you go. You can do that. Remember that they used to roast nuts with late night bonfires, and they believed that if two of the nuts stayed together, then the couple would too. You know, you put your chestnut in the fire, and I'll put mine in the stay together. Then you know,
it's a good way as any to do that,
well,
right?
Well, I think so. Yeah. Also, a happy I don't know about birthday, but. Happy premiere day to Charlie's Angels in 1976. That's 40 years ago. The show was created for Kate Jackson, who was under contract in The Rookies that was canceled. So Aaron Spelling said, okay, we're going to make this show. Time Magazine later explained the show's formula and resulting popularity. Quote, typically each Angel episode make sure that at least one co-star strips down to a bikini in the first 10 minutes. That better to keep the males in a state of gap-jawed passivity and expectation thereafter.
Oh, wow.
End quote. It was a different time.
It was.
It was a different time. There was also a show that debuted in 1994, a little thing called Friends.
How'd that work out for him?
Yeah. Another one, Family Ties. Another one, Maverick. And another, The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Huh.
I didn't know that was a television show before they made that movie.
Oh, yeah, 1964. In fact, the guy who plays Ducky on NCIS, David McCallum, who's 82, played Ilya Kuryakin.